I'm Matt Gillum. Blustery conditions are making the chainsaws hum throughout the region as crews work to cut up downed trees that got caught in wires. David Smelko had a downed tree destroy his backyard deck in Plymouth Township.
It's literally stretching across the entire width of my house, so it's pretty crazy. Never seen anything like it.
The high winds also shut down some septic service to clean up the damage. Well, the Philadelphia Zoo has sprouted five topiary sculptures of giant animals and insects. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports they'll be on view through the fall.
There's a huge butterfly sculpture embedded with tiny ground cover plants called joyweed. Visitors can also hunt down giraffes, a peacock, a school of fish, and a giant snail the size of a compact car. The zoo's Danny Hogan says she has these animals' real counterparts on display, except for the snail.
We have wild snails. We have plenty of wild snails. If you get down into the ground and look far enough, you'll find a snail eventually.
The zoo hopes these topiary sculptures drive home the connections between plants and animals. Plants have always been part of the zoo's mission since it was founded in 1874 as America's first zoo. But they have often taken a backseat to animals, says the horticulture manager, Tim Dunham.
Back in the 90s, early 2000s, there was a much more push for horticulture in this place, and kind of getting back to that, you know, these sculptures represent really nice blend between, you know, horticulture and the animal collection here at the zoo.
The topiary animal sculptures were designed by the Quebec company Santaline, and they'll be on view until October. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.
Right now in Center City, Philadelphia, big puffy clouds, lots of blue sky as well, and breezy conditions, 54 degrees right now in Center City. Not really going to get much warmer than this. We might get to 55 later this afternoon. Those winds going to persist overnight, clear skies and cool temperatures down to the upper 30s in the pre-dawn hours tomorrow. We start a warm-up, 61 the expected high for Thursday.